Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. A bill making its way through the Louisiana House will increase the cost of a driver's license by $6, and that extra money will go towards litter abatement. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says the cost to clean up the litter on the side of Louisiana roads is costly.
Last year, we spent $97 million cleaning up Louisiana after the fact, most of it falling on local governments to clean up that mess.
The proposal is heading to the House floor. It would raise the cost of a driver's license from $42.75 to $48.75. Construction on the state's first ever Buc-ee's has moved a step closer after a memorandum of understanding has been signed between Ruston, the state DOTD, and the Federal Highway Administration on the roads needed for access to the store off of I-20 in Lincoln Parish. Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker can't wait until Buc-ee's opens in 2025.
For 15,000 cars to stop in Lincoln Parish, specifically in the city of Ruston, between Grambling State University and Louisiana Tech University, it's going to be huge.
LRN.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Together, along with Keep Louisiana Beautiful, we are cleaning up Louisiana. But we need your help. If you see someone littering on our roadways, you can now do something about it. Report them on the litter hotline at 855-LA-LITTER. And together, we'll let Louisiana shine.
Again, the litter hotline is 855-LA-LITTER. When reporting, capture the license plate and make a vehicle.
We know Louisiana is the sportsman's paradise, but it's also ideal for bird watchers. Brooke Thorington has more on a new website, especially for them.
Because the Pelican State is located along two major migration routes, there's a website to encourage even more birders to visit at birdinglouisiana.com.
There's so many great areas out there to bird watch, but there's so many species.
That's Doug Bourgeois with State Tourism. He says more than 470 species can be spotted here, and the unique thing about attracting birders is they tend to bring
a little extra spending power into some of these smaller areas of the state.
He says Louisiana is ideal for birders in the fall and spring. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Opelousas High School has its state championship in football back. An agreement has been reached between the school and the LHSAA that led to the reinstatement of Opelousas High as Division II non-select state champions. The LHSAA stripped Opelousas of its title in February because they allegedly used an ineligible player. LRN.